Hey Legionnaires, if you've got any young Padawans listening, now might be a really good time to send them off to the Jedi Training Academy, because listener discretion is advised.
Hello there.
We are Legion.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, an unlikely band of nerds united over their common love for the Star Wars Legion miniatures game. We Are Legion is a podcast dedicated to coverage of all aspects of the hobby, from competitive play and list building to painting, modelling and terrain building. And now, here are your hosts.
And welcome back, everyone, to 2022's Star Wars Legion podcast of We Are Legion. Well, it is the first one. I can fuck this up, can't I? On purpose?
At least once.
Yeah. The podcast that always rolls boxcars. Wait, no, that's the wrong podcast. Two, that's Loaded Dice.
Stop plugging your own shit.
That's not my podcast. No, that's Darth Doug.
Yeah.
It's. I'm your host, Jeremy. And with me tonight is...
Courtney.
And it's Mitch.
Hey, we got it done. How are we all doing, 2022? I mean, I know we've all done hobby, but...
Yes.
How are you doing in the hobby?
Pretty good.
Major tournaments force me to do stuff.
Yes, they do. They force you to put paint to minis.
Mm. Yes. And I didn't even dunk them. I actually tried, sort of. You can decide for yourself if you're unfortunate enough to see it on Saturday.
Mm. So, speaking of that, we'll get to a little bit to this later, but you're both going to CanCon. I'm missing out, but... Almost everything I own Legion related that isn't a miniature is going.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even some cards. So, you know, every table and then all of the spare terrain that I have is going. So it'll be great. 50 players.
50 signed up. I know there's been a couple last minute dropouts. So we'll see if a couple people get added in on the day.
Mm.
But I reckon we'll probably lose 5 to attrition. So probably 45.
They're in and around what we were. The last CanCon.
Yeah, which was 47. So it was really good that I actually made the TO take a buy-busting list with him. Because if your numbers are correct, and they usually are...
I mean, it's a coin flip if it's odd or even.
It could be 44.
It could. But, you know, as his numbers are usually very close to correct, if not definitely correct, I'm going to say, yeah. Good call. Good call. All right, so... 2022, any goals? Any hobby goals? We'll start with Courtney.
Yes. So one, I'm going Cherokee Open. That's pretty much locked in.
One of us getting international here.
Woo! Yeah. So yes, that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to cost a week of leave, and I don't care because
Sure you beat them all.
Oh, we'll find out. Unfortunately, it won't be enough to put me on the 5th Trooper ELO table for America. That's I'm going to be 5 games short.
Fuck that table. We'll do our own.
With blackjack and hookers?
Probably.
Yes. Why do you need to ask?
Every time. And after that, I'm going to start dabbling with some resin printing.
Ooh.
That's going to be sort of something I look at moving forward. Because, you've got enough... FPM printers here.
Yeah.
Looking around.
Three with a borrow. Three with a borrowed right now, but if none of my tables come back from CanCon, that becomes 4.
Yeah.
I can replace all of the tables real quick then.
Yeah.
Turn around just like a week a table.
Well, just hit up the Canto by organizers. He went from 0 to 6 Ender 3s in like 4 months.
Yuck. Ender 3s.
He's like, I need 6. Sorry, I was listening to the Legion 99 guys doing the Canto Bite intro, and yet 0 to 6 Ender 3s in a couple months to be able to print, what did he say, 16 tables?
We have half that many tables, and I've been running 3 Ender 5s, or 5
pluses.
Yeah,
he's been doing it in 4 months, like 0 to...
I mean,
all event in 4 months, which is crazy.
I think there's a place for MDF terrain.
Yeah.
Becomes a thing then as well.
I'm going to point out that if all 4 of these printers are running, you can print a table in 4.5 days. And that's absolutely every piece of terrain. So So 2 height 2s, 5 height 1s, 4 pieces of area, 2 pieces of difficult, and 12 pieces of scatter terrain.
That's all the maxes on the sheet, isn't it?
All the maxes. You can go in 7 days, you can have it in whichever format you want, but in 4 days, you could have everything. On a, like, it would be the ITC that every table is the same.
I don't know, with some newspaper balloons and a bit of clag paste, I reckon I could paper mache some stuff together.
That would take you a lot longer, I think, to get to the same level.
You've got the style points.
You would get style points.
You would get style points. So I do like it. But yes, no.
Yeah, so I'm going to be dabbling in that resin printing side type of thing. So
yeah, my resin printer is just sitting on my desk.
Well, we're all do a resin print mini, aren't we? Are you picking them all up?
I'm picking up so many.
from last season's from the final season of the Sydney Skirmisher League elimination rounds, we all got one because we
king
all
is
participated.
Dead. Long live the king!
Yeah, the king is—he's not dead. We've just done other things to him. We've taken him out the back. We've put lipstick on a pig, and we've got it. Brought it back out.
I don't know what you do in your spare time, but I'm beginning to worry.
Look, I've had 6 hours sleep in 3 weeks. It's 6 hours sleep a week for 3 weeks to get all
this. Then stop spending all your day looking for lipstick and pigs.
Yeah.
Knew that was going to come back.
That's fine. It's okay. So when you play on good tables on the weekend, you're welcome. When you play on tables that I didn't
How does this have to do with a lipstick and pig?
Anyway.
And there we go. How long have we been recording? Less than 10 minutes. And we're off the rails. Minutes.
Well, you got your title for the episode.
What? And we're off the rails?
And we're something about lipstick and pigs. Lipstick, pigs, and CanCon.
Oh, yeah, that works.
Yeah, I love it. All right. So, yes, no, we will discuss CanCon a little bit earlier because as you know,
we've already discussed lipstick and pigs. We've only got one topic left.
Stay on topic.
On topic.
Yes. More because, and I said earlier, I meant later. I'm that tired that I've forgotten about it. But we'll discuss it again a little bit later because you guys are both going, both have lists, and I feel like we can delve into what we predict, what we think might win, or, you know, what type of meta we'll see coming out of it. Prior to that, your 2022 goals.
Oh, yeah. I should think of one. Not see a pig wearing lipstick. That's definitely top of the list.
I'm going to send you one every week.
See, the thing is, for our listeners at home, you might think, wow, he's just going to find a photo on the internet. Whereas I know this man isn't sleeping enough. So he'll go find pigs equipped with lipstick. He'll put it on them. I don't know where. But I'll get a shady photo every week. For the rest of the year, because apparently that's one of my goals now. And if I have to suffer through that, I'll make sure you, dear listener, suffer with me.
By that, he means he's going to post up every single photo I send you. So we're going to have to find some real good ones.
I'm going to lose my Facebook account, but...
No, just the We Are Legion one. We're going to get banned for so long. So if you can't find us, go look on the
Join the Fresh Off Camino podcast.
Whoa.
There's no podcast.
Whoa.
After we get banned, though.
Fair call. So any actual hobby goals? Come on.
You
gotta have something.
Hmm.
Don't look at my pile of shame.
What should my hobby goal be?
Because I'm going to hold you to this. He's got 3D printing resin. So I expect a 3D...
Fun with that.
I mean, that was my goal, to have two of my own tables by the end of the year.
We can work with that.
That works.
Yeah. All right. I like it. It's simple, effective, and it will be handy to have them done before April. So it's also an easy goal to achieve.
Okay.
12 months, not 4.
By the end of the year, but okay.
It'll be an easy goal to achieve with access to 3 FDM printers and
No, I want to use my resin printer. I want everything very, very nice.
That's fine.
Okay.
So what tables are you contributing to Clash?
Next question.
Cool. And, well, I'm my goal is actually to get through...
Is it to come to CanCon? Coward.
I wish I could.
I would KCon 2028.
Yeah, I will come.
I feel like I could weave in another lipstick joke here somewhere.
You could. I would. I'd love to go to CanCon. I had even helped organize it. I'd helped put tables on it. I had helped in pretty much every aspect to try and make sure that I had made sure it was a great event for everyone. And then I forgot that I would have kids that weekend. So,
is that what you call the pigs?
Whoa!
Or are we talking about your actual
children? My actual children. Thank you very much. So, as it is a children full weekend. Which means think Full House, the TV show, maybe even the Brady Bunch, but with less bullshit antics and more parents screaming and ripping their hair out. You know, a real family. yeah. That will be my house this weekend. Dreading that I've, you know, got a house full of kids and wishing that I had, you know, tables of terrain to play on with guys that I actually enjoy playing with. Because I love going to events, so much so that I'm hosting one in April. And the next thing we'll get to, we've also started setting up. So, you know.
Well, if the kids are too much trouble, you do have duct tape there. You have plenty of walls and a few free ceilings. They're only light. Children are light. You can duct tape them to a ceiling.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only person on the podcast who doesn't have children.
Also, one of two people that doesn't have pigs wearing lipstick.
I feel like there's still one of three, but that's fine. You do you, mate. You do you.
One of three.
I don't have a pig.
I don't do that.
I don't have a pig.
Neither do I.
So that could be the States. If you make it to the States. No, if you qualify to Nats for the next thing we'll talk about, you get a printed resin mini of a pig.
We're going to have to find one.
So you're going to print them all.
Apparently.
Well, that'll be my test print.
No. Perfect. We only need one.
Oh, just for you.
No, just the trophy. Just the trophy for the first placer.
Jeez.
Big, big pig.
All right. So what are we talking about these prizes for?
Well, fuck you. I haven't even got to my own goals yet.
You have. It was something about pigs and lipstick.
Wow. Yeah, no. My goal is to make sure that we have 10 tables. I can't stress that anymore. Because stretching the friendship with Kara might kill me if I go above 10 on my own.
And as you might recall, dear listener, if you have a good memory, not like myself, that was last year's goal.
It was.
And we're
however, we spent 6 months in lockdown and we didn't need any tables.
Yeah.
So last year's goal can still be this year's goal. Also, my goal will be to get through my entire backlog of painting.
Two goals. Such an overachiever.
Two big goals. That's a lot of painting to do.
It is, looking at. Because you're above Four Armies before Shadow Collective come out.
I'm at Four Armies.
No, I'm pretty sure you got two of something.
No, I'm at Four Armies. I'm at Four Armies and every MCP model released in Australia. So, you know.
I thought you had two clone armies. I must have.
No, Kara has a clone army that is currently put away. And Aiden has a rebel army that is also put away. So I only have four armies.
Oh, yeah. Do we include those in the armies you need to have fully painted? Because those two we're not going to paint it.
They're never going to paint them and they're never going to play with them and they're going to sit in the boxes they were bought in. That's fine.
So
entirely fine.
Prize support.
No, opened and second-handed. No prize support there.
Oh.
Okay.
But yes, my goals are to get through, 250 miniatures, give or take?
Dunk one a day in contrast paint?
Ugh.
You might get there.
Well,
speaking of contrast paint, I learned how to run it through an airbrush.
I don't know why you'd want to.
Because it makes terrain look really nice, depending on. When you get to CanCon and you pull out my ice table, and you know which one it is because it has the...
It'll have come out of your car.
Yeah, that too. It'll have the blue rocks.
An ice table having the colour blue. Got it?
Yeah. You'll see what I mean. And you'll have photos of it for everyone listening.
What?
Okay.
Because you will be taking photos.
Oh, damn. I did commit to that, didn't I?
yes, you did.
You did.
Can I now make my goal to take photos? That way I can tie it all together.
Get it over done with.
No. No, you cannot. Well, I mean, you can take photos at every event we run. Yeah, that's your goal.
No.
Yeah.
No, you can't force goals on others.
Exactly.
He asked to take the photos.
Yeah.
He didn't specify for how long.
I now redact my last statement.
I am just being brought dinner.
Food break.
I can edit this later. No food break. I'll eat this cold. It's Gosling me.
Consume. what do we got next? Are we on to LOL?
We are.
I believe we are.
Yeah, so we'll put a drop in here because nobody knows what LOL is yet.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. LOL.
We're just welcoming them back. Okay, well, welcome to LOL. better known or lesser known as the Legion Oceanic League, which is the newest iteration of what we previously had as the Sydney Skirmisher League. So it's like a local club type event. Group up players, free to enter, play in your local community, and sort of the top one or two would go through to like a single elims type thing. So it was like Invader League, but
local.
In person with all Sydney siders and surrounds. And now some community leaders decided it'd be a great idea that what if we got more than just Sydney involved? And so we get to the Oceanic League, which is sort of like whatever regions in Asia Pac that play the game are involved. So it's the majority of Australia. I think there's some Kiwis and there's some Malaysians.
There is. And it's all of Australia. Although I don't think the Northern Territory has its own state manager or participants.
So it's all of Australia.
Yes.
Because if they don't have participants, they don't have listeners. So...
And if they have listeners, they should reach out and complain they don't have a state manager and we can appoint one.
Which,
it'll be them.
And it'll be the first person to complain. Congratulations.
Yeah, you've been voluntold.
Well, I guess I was appointed to New South Wales state manager, I believe.
Yay.
Yay. Alongside Lachlan, who we had on three episodes ago, for those people that can remember the before time of 2021. When we did a whole episode on the Oceanic League.
Go back and listen to that.
We delved very deeply into how New South Wales will run. But as I was dubbed, you know, state manager, I'm sure I'll get a better title, or we'll all get better titles at some point. They, you know,
like any good manager. What did you do?
I delegated.
That is how it's
I done. Found the best person to fit the things that I needed, and then I gave them tasks. Politely. Didn't I, Mitch?
I mean, I just did what I wanted, and it's working so far, so no one's told me anything. But essentially, I'm doing a whole lot of behind-the-scenes stuff on sort of writing up the player handbook and on sort of the way that we're going to allocate tickets, both to the way that we'll select players for the Nats level and how sort of players get to sort of qualify for that point in the first place.
Well, for the Oceanic level, as you said, there are some Kiwis and some Malaysians. We can't rule them out.
They might make it.
They might make it at some point this year.
Well, we'll see. It's so volatile at the moment.
It is.
Hopefully they can. Hopefully they clean up. Go the randoms.
This is coming from a random. Yeah, okay, I love it. So we can't really specify on numbers for the whole country yet.
I know we
were waiting on that data today.
Yeah, I personally only look at the state stuff. I know Jeremy's got half a hand in the Oceanic level stuff, the Asia Pac stuff, alongside Lachlan, who's the organizer of the whole thing. But yeah, still waiting on that data. I think we're roughly around, we're probably north of 100 players total now.
Cool.
Yeah, sweet.
Because state-wise, we're high 30s. I think South Australia had something in the teens, and I expect Queensland to have something around 30. And then by the time you add Vic and WA.
And Taz of their...
So they have teens each, then you're above 100.
Yeah, I think... I would like to hit, and if there's any Tasmanian listeners, please make me eat my words here. I would like Tasmania to hit 12 to 14 players. Tasmanian players, make me eat my words. I want to see lots of you out in droves.
A whole state might play.
Yes, I would love for that to be a thing. I would love for everybody to go out and buy all of the stock of Legion all across the country, ship it to Tassie, and all of Tasmania play games of Legion. You know what that would do for me? It would make me happy.
I didn't realize you could be happy.
I'd probably quit my job and move.
Whoa.
Oh, wait, hold on. There was the pig in lipstick.
I'd probably find a way to move to that if it happened. If every single person in a state of Australia was playing Legion, especially a small state like Taz. There'd be big tournaments every weekend.
Because you'd know everyone.
Yeah. That would get exhausting, personally. But I'd be able to always find a game on Legion.
I mean, all of that socializing, I don't know what I'd do with myself. I'd never be able to run a podcast anymore.
Just record yourself while you play games.
Yeah, we just live stream every game.
So we'd just be the MOTF from way back when. Live streaming every game they played. Actually, that's what we ask for, isn't it? All the time. People to just live stream games. At some point, folks, we will actually get ourselves to live streaming games. I'm having this mental thought.
Yeah.
There you go. There's Jeremy's third goal.
Shut up. No, it's not. I'm not putting that goal on the list. Never. Not this year, at least.
Podcast goal.
That's a collective podcast goal in which Mitch is a part of.
Look, I'm just here for shits and gigs.
That's all shits and gigs until someone gigs and shits.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
You're actually going to have to put a drop in for a laugh there because that did not come off.
You've never heard that expression?
Jeremy's having a stroke. So yeah, Oceanic League, trying to build the community, get players back in, get new players in. Hopefully it also encourages some more events because I love throwing dice, not rolling them, throwing them. It's always good when they bounce back on the table so I don't have to pick them up.
It's even better when the opponents don't have red faces.
Yeah, sometimes you can lose the dice in there.
Yep. Hey, look, 2 out of 3 laughed there. You're just the one that...
Don't shake your head, Courtney.
People can't see you. It's a podcast.
Yeah, so rough timeline. I think we got our pods coming up from Feb. That'll run for 3 months. So that's your local area sort of play when you can play. And then we've got 2 major events in this season of Oceanic League. So we've got our CanCon. And then we've got Clash happening in April.
And these are just the New South Wales events, so they're the ones we're tracking.
Yep.
Have we looked at WinterCon?
Well, WinterCon will fall out of the qualifying time.
Ooh, okay.
Because you won't be able to get points past the end of May because States is going to happen in June.
Fair call.
But we should look at it as an event.
We can look at it as an event.
Yeah, and that could be the first major of
We Are Legion
season
event.
2.
Or the last major wild card of season 1.
Yeah, it'll happen after States happens.
Okay, yeah, cool. All right.
But yeah, WinterCon would be pretty good because there's usually less events running for some reason and they have the same space. So WinterCon's pretty nice.
Yeah. It would be very nice, actually. Outside of that, what is it, the top 4 players?
Yeah, so for CanCon coming up this weekend, which we'll slowly segue to, so the top player, regardless of what region they're playing in, so whether they're one of our New South Wales ACT state players or another region, they'll automatically get an invitation to the Asia Pac tournament, so the grand tournament. And then any of us New South Wales ACT players that get 2nd through 4th, they'll automatically qualify for our state level tournament. And those that don't automatically qualify, you get points from playing your pod games, from going to store events of a certain size, going to major tournaments. And then we've set up like an automated leaderboard on just a classic Google spready. And so you can track how you're going there.
Cool. And I'm guessing at some point as you've quietly said you're rebuilding the ELO scores, at least for Australia. You'll feed some formulas into that and get it to do the things you want it to do.
So the thing with ELO, like you can use ELO for competitive play. I like putting ELO up there because some people care about it. I don't think I really care about it, but I think it's interesting to see how sort of you're tracking over time. It also gives us something to do with all this data that we're collecting about matches. So while, like most people, I don't think play super competitively, like at the moment, even at the like the major events, because there's sort of that nothing really to play for, simply from the volume of data that we'll collect, I think a ranking system will still hold some significance. Plus, it just gives me something to do on a Sunday night when I'm bored.
Oh, king of the mountain, looking down at all of the people that don't make the top spot. Yes.
I mean, I've got to win games for that to happen.
What's your strike rate at the moment, give or take?
I know how many games I've lost.
How many games have you lost in the last, I'm going to say 12 months?
I've only been like playing for 12 months.
So that makes it easy for you then, doesn't it?
In theory.
So lost one to Tim Webb, where he got me with a good SOS into a I'm a Jedi.
Okay.
Then I lost one to that Hall of Heroes dice down where I almost tabled the guy.
So to Jason Perkins when you came second instead of first? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't like counting that one, but I will for the sake of this. Then there's
the turn two concession.
Oh yeah, the one where I got the Vader Gav tank, and I was against the 13th. Gav against 13 act droids. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only IRL losses that I've had. And then the three Invader League matches. So once against our Oceanic League organizer himself, Lachlan.
Yeah, it was a rough match to watch.
Once against our fellow Aussie down in Victoria, James Brett, to his double land speeder shenanigans. And once to the Saber Padme Yoda crap, which I blame myself for that list coming mainstream. Because if I beat him, no one would have watched it played against, what's his name, Fifth Trooper guy, Kyle. And people wouldn't have known about it for a little bit longer.
Is he still on the Fifth Trooper?
Kyle, yeah, he had a kid.
Yeah, sorry, I'm taking a break the other one.
So what's that, seven losses?
Seven.
I've only lost seven times.
So in 12 months, he has lost seven games.
I think I've played upwards of 50.
Yeah. So your strike rate's pretty good.
Well, got to keep it like that, though.
Yeah, you do. And yet you're not on the ELO table.
People haven't worked out my shenanigans quite yet.
The data has been inputted onto it.
No.
So yeah, our ELO, if we do it, I'll be counting stuff from this Oceanic League season onwards because I'll actually be capturing data for that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm sure at some point we can throw it at the Fifth Trooper guys as well and be like...
No, they're not interested. I was like, you should do these things. Like... They're simpler than what you're attempting to do, and they just ignore me.
I don't really care whether you send it to them and tell them to do that. Just be like, fix the Australian data, because it's...
We just will ignore their data, because we'll have more data than them.
Well, that works too. I like the sound of this.
And if other non-New South Wales states want to give me their data, like, there's no marginal work once the system's established.
Yep, cool. So, and I'll pitch that to the Oceanic Manager Group. But for everyone else, anybody who's got events that are bigger than...
I mean, well, it's whatever they want to do. Like, I'll build it for New South Wales, and then I will just give them the template, and I'll say, this is how you use it. Set up your own ELO. Because, again, we're quite bracketed outside of, like, CanCon and maybe, like, the like Oceanic League, like, Grand Finals. Players won't interact across those pools. So you can mix them into one ELO bracket, and we can probably just put a filter on so you can just look at your region. Because outside of your region, it's completely meaningless.
Fair enough.
Which is why the Fifth Trooper guys split theirs into three regions, because Bushfax realized, oh, wait, there's basically no interaction between the three bubbles that are there.
We can group it all up. I'm not going to enter their data for them, but if they want to use a tool that we build, like I think
we build a tool that allows them to put their own data in?
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
I'm self-fulfilling then. That's good.
Yes, that's what I like. Because then, you know, that feeds into other things. Like Mitch's plans for season two.
We'll talk about season two when we talk about season two. I think we need to let this season run its course for the moment.
Yeah.
And learn from it, see what works,
yep.
See how much stuff that I just fucked up, and then fix it from there.
That's all right. I won't tell you you fucked up. As a good manager, I will just tell you that these five things need improvement.
And you'll take all the credit. But you, dear listener, you'll know.
I don't take any credit. I even said I fucking handed this part off to you.
That said, all this front loading of stuff, while that's on my plate, all the events management is most certainly being coordinated by the rest of the We Are Legion crew. And I won't really have a hand in that, apart from telling everyone when the event is.
Which is always helpful, because that's the part that I always forget, because I'm too busy building shit.
Yeah.
So that's Oceanic League. I think probably after major events and maybe every second podcast, we can touch base, see how the leaderboard's going.
We can. And we can also, as a collective group, and you've got the data for the state, post it up once a week.
I was probably going to do it like fortnightly.
Oh, that works too.
Which is just the tool that everyone has access to. Take screenshot, send screenshot.
I like the comments go crazy. Hopefully we see some banter.
And you listeners there, if any of you are from Canberra, sign up. Do it.
Make him feel proud.
Because none of you are signed up. There is no Canberra people. And I know you're there. I've seen you. I've met you. I've played games against you. You're good people. So sign up.
Might be too busy playing MCP at the moment, but you know.
Play a real game.
Whoa. Dear listeners that also play MCP and listen to the secondary podcast.
Wrong podcast. Don't plug your other shit.
It's not my shit. It's other We Are Legion shit. Just not We Are Legion shit you're on. Or Courtney.
Don't plug your other shit. okay. That's Oceanic League. I think there's nothing else to really bring up at this stage.
No.
There's been one store tournament so far, which was up at the Good Games at Gosford, which in addition to being a great venue, has a magnificent pub across the road. Like, it puts Sydney pubs, like in the city, Sydney pubs, to shame. It is fantastic.
I mean, most toilets in the back alleys put Sydney pubs to shame in the city, so you know.
You're clearly going to the wrong areas then.
Whoa.
Or you're going to the right areas for you, and that's as concerning. Insert joke about pigs and lipstick.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah, so that was a good day up there. We had a massive turnout. I think we had 15 to start with, and then we sort of lost a couple over the day, and sort of the second round dragged out, so we like very sort of did a third round. But it was good. Hmm. They had OP kits still, which was very nice. You don't see many of those left that are unopened, so that was cool. And we've already pushed through those points onto the state qualifying points leaderboard, although there's one player that has since signed up and I haven't put their points in. So sorry, person I can't remember the name of now.
Wow.
But you're on my list.
It'll
apparently get you're not on the list.
You're on the list. I don't remember your name because I wrote it down.
But if you don't remember their name and they're not on the list because they have only recently signed up, then they're not on the list.
But they're on the list of people that are signed up, and they're on the list of people that haven't got points from the event because they weren't signed up when I type the points
the
in.
Result.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I know who you are, but I don't know who you are.
He doesn't remember who you are, but he knows who you are. Anyway.
All right. Mm. That's it for the league.
We are going to, as you said, pop in time, well, more periodically on that one, and it'll be good.
So one of the major contributors to the Oceanic League this season is the major events, as we're calling them, and one of them is in 2 days' time on Saturday, which is CanCon. Mm.
Yes, it is. An event that I can't go to and therefore can't win points or world tickets.
There There are no World tickets.
There's Oceanic League tickets.
Okay. They're not Worlds.
It's Australian Worlds until we can get to Worlds.
So the entire world is now just the Oceanic region.
Well, I mean,
we should really call it Asia Pac. It's like.
Yeah, it would make a lot more sense. It also would get rid of the.
It's easier to say.
Yeah.
Look, the original Worlds was only North America. So I can call Australia Worlds. Worlds, can't I?
You can if you qualify. Sure.
And if.
Well, technically, nobody's qualified yet. Not even the winner of that Gosford tournament, Mitch.
I absolutely tied. Correct. There was like 4 3-0s.
Okay.
4 2-0s because we didn't count the third round.
Aw. Anyway.
But yes. I was practicing my CanCon list, which unfortunately for a local event bullied a couple people off the table.
That's going to happen.
Only a couple?
Well, he only played a couple games.
So. Yes, that's true. He didn't get that third game, it didn't count.
So one game was unfortunately against a newer player. New to Legion, not new to Midi's games. Fundamentals were quite good, but it was a bit of a landslide. And the second game, he conceded 2 activations into turn 2, which was the right time to concede. The game was over. So what I brought, and what I'll be taking to CanCon, is an 11-act droid army consisting of 5 B1s, 1 with an uplink, 3 with the triple black machine gun. Because black dice is best dice.
So the E5S? E5C?
E5C? Is that it?
Yeah, it's E5C.
The S
is the sniper.
Yes.
The range 4.
2 sections of Magna Guard with the rocket launcher. I'm a convert to the rocket launcher. You can give me shit about it if you see me in person. Yes, the whip is not that good.
I mean, didn't we start off with that discussion? Then you tried to turn us around the other way?
It's situationally good, but there's things that are better at those same situations. Tenacity, because tenacity is good, and comms jammers, because comms jammers at 5 points, you should put them in wherever you have them. They're more points efficient for what they do than O-push. And then Kraken, because Kraken is the best super tactical droid, bar one or two very specific circumstances, who has E-gear, so he can keep up with Magnus, has a relay, which I was tossing between a relay and endurance, but I think I like the relay at the moment, and something else, some 5-point upgrade. Oh, no, sorry. Still got endurance, but I got rid of esteemed leader for the comms relay.
Ah, okay.
Because I thought, what's better than having a powerful support hero? A powerful support hero that draws from the health pool of your shitty B1s. But I've gone away from that idea for the moment. And then 3 dwarf spider droids with the ion gun, attack protocols, link targeting arrays.
Burying the lead there, of course, but you know. Very quick on that last little bit of 3 spider droids.
So it turns out that spider droids are as good as I thought they were. They are the second best unit in the game after Vader.
And yet they are still also allowed at CanCon, which makes you very happy because they are not released in Australia yet.
Yes. I did a sneaky to manage to get them. It seems a couple other people have followed my lead.
Or done the same thing at the same time and theirs just got stuck in the post.
Perhaps. But yeah, so spider droids are good. If you're playing droids and you're not playing spider droids, you should be playing 13 acts because it's the only way to stop it. Like, stop it with a chance. Even then, it's still shit.
There's a few ways around it with droids, but...
We can play a game and you can play droids and I'll play my current list. You can pick any list you want.
That's fine. I will.
It can't include spider droids, though.
Why can't it include spider droids?
That's the discussion we're having.
Because then it becomes a mirror and it just...
Not if it's AAT spider droids.
I don't think that's a good list.
You didn't think missiles were good.
Missiles on what?
Missiles on your Magnus.
I didn't think they were, like, bad. Like, I think spider droids AAT is bad.
It's a thought for another time.
That it is. So that's what I'm taking to CanCon. Courtney, what have you dialed up?
Well, I'm kind of going in a completely different direction. Trying to counter that to a point. At least I think it countered it.
you should really counter the Yoda saber Padme shit before mine.
It doesn't even matter about the saber. He's already versed two Yoda Padme lists and gone one and one.
Yeah. Not bad.
It depends on player's skill there, by the way.
Yeah.
And how fast table. I can psych him out.
And table.
Yeah.
We can talk about that game later.
So what have you dialed up?
So I'm running Empire, two Jubaks with Endurance, Hacked Comms, and T21s. Callus with Strict Cs in his rifle. And then a whole lot of Shore. A whole lot of Core. Two Shores, which are full. So T21 and Extra Man and O-Push. Two Storms with T21 Captain and O-Push. And a fifth Stormtrooper unit with HH-12 Specialist and a Mortar to round it out.
Interesting. I'm surprised you haven't tried to sneak in, what's his name, Gideon in there, given that you've got, like, pure Shores or pure Storms.
Yeah, I thought about it, and I really like T21 just that little bit better.
Mm. Yeah, it's a toss-up.
It's probably something I will...
Range 3 with. Crit 2 and 4 dice versus range...
There's no crit 2 in there.
On T21s,
it's critical 2.
Yeah, but if we're talking about Gideon doesn't have that.
But it was range 3, crit 2, and 4 dice. Gideon doesn't have
four. It's not about the offense. It's about the free aim every turn because you're coordinating to Shores.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Who can then coordinate into the
mortar.
So it's two aims.
It's not because the mortar doesn't have
LTA or target.
He doesn't need naked. Why? Because I'm not intending to give the core that many orders outside the coordinated fire turn. The Jubaks are going to get the orders most of the time. There's a lot. All of Callus's stuff is not like rank specific. So
interesting.
Yeah.
And rounded out with an Imperial officer with improvised orders because the bags are a little bit iffy at times. Certain rounds it can get.
It's a fun bag.
It is a fun bag. I just need to smooth it out slightly so it's slightly less fun.
With that kind of list, you're probably going to surprise people with pin down. No one expects to pin down.
That's actually in my contingencies.
In your contingencies, really?
Yeah, just to give me flexibility. Push is slightly better. And obviously IFB investigations is awesome. So push gives me the flexibility. But if I go, no, this is the perfect time for pin down, it's worth two command cards. Not that it matters. I get to play one of them.
If you come up against Yoda, what is the thing that we taught you not to do last week?
Don't deploy too far forward.
What was the card trick that you tried to do which didn't work in your favor?
I put the wrong pip number down.
Yes, you did.
Because you recovered Luminous Beams and then...
No, so I played 3 into 2 into 1. And then on the 1 pip turn, he played...
ISB. You recovered 3 pip.
And I had the 3 pip in hand, but you picked the 3 pip so I couldn't play it.
Yeah, because that would have got you 1
played,
pip back.
Yeah. But I played Padme's 2-pip to do something slightly more shenaniganly.
But in that list, I don't think there's a good choice when I'm playing ISB Investigation because you're always going to have Padme's cards as reserve. If I go 3...
Not always going to have Padme's cards. If they're taking the Imperial... if they're taking the Clone Officer, they might actually have the 2-pip or like their 2-pip. I don't know
they
why.
They shouldn't.
It's so good. Padme's 2-pip is just too good.
Yeah, that's exactly my point.
What if you put ISB in your contingencies instead? That way you can just play a blind 2-pip, and then if you need ISB, like if you intend on playing ISB, you're going to play ISB. Like neither of your other 2-pips are actually valuable. You can just burn them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that way you can go, oh, I actually kind of want to win this 2-pip face-off. Let me use
Stunning. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's something I'll look at.
What happened?
My list is printed, ready to go, including contingencies.
Well, we're changing other things, like putting improv on, swapping your improv and strict.
Yeah, I might reprint. Yeah, I can reprint it. I think I will, actually.
But yeah, like the one thing that happened, and this was a test game for him, but I had taken, and something I'd actually toyed with for CanCon was...
You would go phase two mortars.
No, there was no phase
didn't have
two.
Any points for that.
No, so it was Yoda with, hang on, I actually have the list. Holy crap, I have the list. I'll just pull it up. Yoda with strict burst reflexes push. Padme, 4 Phase 1s, 2 AT-RTs with the laser cannon, and then 2 Wookiee Kashyyyk Defender units.
Every time with the laser cannon, man.
The laser cannon on the AT-RT for the clones is actually the best choice. Surges to hit, it's range 4.
Yeah.
It's red, black, black.
But for that, you can have a Bark rocket launcher.
But the Bark needs to move forward and then becomes a target.
It's only speed 2 when it's got the rocket launcher.
It is only speed 2 and it's got the rocket launcher. Say but that. It costs more.
But it throws twice as many dice.
And has impact.
It's impact 2 instead of 3, but you're throwing 6 dice instead of 3.
Well, it doesn't have armor, however.
Yeah, but it has cover 1 and red defense dice, which is pretty good. And it's basically invulnerable to its resilience. None of the resilience things matter.
Yeah, but I'd still put the armor down as the better definer there. Also the scout.
AT-RT also has scout, yeah.
Yeah, AT-RT has scout 1
No matter what weapon gets destroyed, it's still good. So.
Yes, as Courtney felt when I was like, he's like, ah, the gun's under range. And I went, yeah, I'll just shoot you with the
rocket launcher.
With the rocket launcher and do the 2 hits that I need. But it was, yeah, it was fun. It was. The only thing I thought I would change for CanCon was swap out the Kashyyyk Defenders for another unit of Phase 1s and another AT-RT. Mm.
Okay. I'm interested, why cleans up reflexes on Yoda?
Free dodge that I can share 2 turns in a row?
Two turns.
But you already have 2 dodges on that turn.
You need more. That's the problem with that list and the problem with the Saber list is always that it needs thumbs to do the objectives. As I did against Courtney.
So why not just barrier?
Barrier is nowhere near as good.
Can cancel crits. It's also more expensive.
Can cancel sniper shots. Blocking 2 hits is better than blocking 1 hit.
Yeah, but the only snipers that I need to worry about, because I don't see Imperials coming out with snipers anymore, is Rebels. Clone snipers aren't good anymore.
But barrier's just better than a free dodge, because you can do it at any point. You don't have to activate Yoda before it happens. You can do it every turn of the game, not just the 3 pip turns, and you block 2 hits instead of 1.
I would, however, need to find 3 points just to put it down, because I'm at 799.
You don't want
to
swaparoo with your Kashyyyk defenders into phase 1s and something?
Yeah, I still hit 799.
Ah, find it. Drop whatever your command slot is on Yoda.
Vigilance?
No, he didn't have vigilance.
What do you have? Strict?
Yeah, it's strict.
Why?
Really?
Off your phase 1s.
Because they're all phase 1s.
Yeah, that's fine.
And actually he had improv, but it was stricter improv was the decision of do I need, you know, on the turn that I don't play Luminous Beings, do I need to figure out what the order is or do I... Yeah, no. Yeah. I learnt that Wookiees are terrible. They're actually really good, but Kashyyyk Defenders are just too expensive for a clone list.
They were naked.
Yeah, but
they had nothing. They didn't have a fourth body.
So you had the what do they call them? The Pathfinders moment where you're like, wow, so many keywords, and then they die because you're they're naked, terrible.
No, it was like 9 wounds. They shouldn't die to a stiff breeze. And then it was like, oh look, I do 9 hits stiff and I go breeze. Oh look, not a single piece of paint that's useful. Because there were lots of surges.
I think there was about
5 surges.
Yeah, I think I did 10 hits over cover to the first unit and they were gone.
I was just like, all right, yeah, okay.
That's what overcharge shores do.
Yeah, it over like 2 shots because it was in the cover. But
while you're changing stuff, you should think about scopes instead of O-push. Because O-push gives you 1 aim. If you get more than 1 aim in there, scopes is better.
Yes.
Because you don't have to do free recovers.
No.
And you've got an officer.
Yeah. Also, wouldn't the binos be more important than that, though?
Yes. Yes, they would, because it gives your officer more value.
Yes. But, yeah, no, I think the Saber tank lists that people have been working with, if they start swapping those out for multiple units, they can get back that activation count that they're dreadfully missing, because most standby bowls last at around 8 acts at best.
Yeah.
That's the Yoda Padme.
Yeah, that's 8. You can't go past 8.
Yoda Padme R2 with 3PO and a saber gives you like almost all of your points gone.
Yeah.
So you can get to 10 if you decide not to use the saber, and whether you want to go down the Wookiee route and do 3 straight Wookiees or you go down the AT-RT route, because it works slightly better.
So he says, we'll see if the ELO agrees.
That's not one list.
I'm joking.
Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, no.
Yeah, I think I will make those adjustments.
I think Courtney needs to not think about killing Luminous Beings so much because, yes.
Well, it was more trying to slow down the one pip coming back for an extra turn. That was the thinking behind it.
I didn't really care about the one pip, but I belted you with a two pip, which works better because Relentless is better than Charge. And
yeah.
I was already in combat, and I'd already pushed a Dewback out and then stabbed. Because that was one thing that happened.
Tried to stab Kallus.
Yeah, that was one thing that happened. Kallus and Yoda had a face-off. At which
Yoda only just won.
Yeah, but Yoda also had
a pretty even fight.
Yoda and a Kallus and a Dewback versus Yoda.
Yeah, the Dewback was already heavily wounded.
One wound.
He had more than that.
No, he walked in doing wounds because he shot him with the blast gun on the way in. With his blast fingers.
Yes, so before he reached melee, he already had like three wounds.
He had to do a speed three move to get a speed two because I used my speed three the turn before.
Dewbacks are really good against Yoda.
They really are. Really, but
should do three wounds to trade a Dewback.
What's really funny is if you can get into the Dewback, you can then if the Dewback's already activated, you can go in, punch it. And if you can go before the Dewback, you can punch it again and then push it away. Then walk away from it, getting out of its way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by walk it away, I mean quite literally turn it and make it face the other direction.
Great. It doesn't care.
It has got reposition though.
Yeah, I know.
If you move it away, it can always move back.
It can. Unless, of course, you walk away from it at the same time.
Yes, of course. Is
a free thing.
Which is what every Jedi can do. But he can then spur and potentially get there anyway.
You can't. This is interesting with the spur interaction. I think I was reading in the FAQs, if you force push a Dewback, you can spur it to give it the suppression, but it doesn't increase the speed. Because spur, you just have to take a move action. Speed one move is a...
Not a move action.
Sorry. I think it's a move. It allows you to do it. It was a weird thing where you could like give it the suppression for spur, but it doesn't actually increase the speed. So
yes. Yeah. It's one thing I didn't bother doing in that game because I'm like, the Dewback's on one wound. I need it to be away for a second so I can punch into Kallus.
You didn't. You could have left it there and then just punched into Kallus anyway.
Yeah, but I was aiming for it back. Shot for the Dewback in. And then you drew the you were actually physically trying to draw for the Dewback while I was trying to draw for the ATRT.
I had two supports in there, so reasonable that I was going to.
It was a turn where I went, stab.
No, he had a face up, I'm pretty sure.
Push.
No, he had a face up because he hacked.
Yes, you're correct.
So I don't know why you bothered. I'm like, I'm just going to walk straight back in. And
so on the topic of that, why hacked instead of a jammer?
Hacked is amazing.
Yeah, it's because upside hacked, for me, but I don't have
so
to...
So hack works against the jammer. Hey, you ordered them and they've... Oh, no, because jammer works all the time.
Well, it does because it... Or you give an order
it's
to
yourself. Themselves, yeah.
So if you give an order to something's jammed, he still gets the order.
Yeah.
So that it counters jammers. But it's also melee units want face-up orders.
They do.
Yeah. My Dewbacks are anti-melee. So I want them to have face-ups. So I'm not drawing them from the bag so I don't get in a situation where they can push me away like
but
that.
But do you want them to have a face-up and you to have a face-up?
Yes. No. I don't care if they have a face-up because they're issuing, generally, they'll issue orders to themselves so the jammer doesn't work.
Against, like, a Saber user, yeah. But against, like, a melee skew, they've got Doos or Wookiees or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. Against a melee skew,
jammer
works. But Vader's good. Yoda's out there. People like running...
Kallus, OP Luke.
Oh, I'm surprised to know one. I played a practice game. I played like a Vader list versus that Yoda Saber bullshit. Man, Vader's good.
Yes. that's so operative like Vader
There's enough...
I was running Commander Vader.
Ugh.
There's enough melee threats that'll issue orders to themselves. Yeah, OP Luke. The list kind of is more.
It's every single Jedi and
pretty
Sith.
Much, yeah.
Plus
every single Force user wants a face up and issues it to themselves. So
plus then you've also got characters like Jin or Sabine or what the fuck is the
characters
other?
Like Jin?
Hey, Jin is actually not bad for her points cost now.
And so
cheap and
once we finish this topic, we should definitely segue onto like how many of a particular unit do you think we'll see?
Yeah, well, that was the next part of this. This is CanCon. We're doing some CanCon talk.
Here. All right. Do you think there'll be more heavies or more Force users?
I think it's going to be an even split, being honest. I think
so. You reckon dead even?
Close enough.
There are 50 players.
Dead even.
There are 50 players. So I'm going to say
there will be more heavies.
No,
but it'll be marginal. It'll be like 60-40.
Heavies as in, are you including the spiders or just the heavy unit?
With the heavy order token.
So I think it'll be an even split of 25 each way.
No.
25?
Well, think about, so your Yoda Saber has both in the same list.
Yeah, okay.
So there'll be double AA. It'll be 60%, 40%.
Okay.
Split between them. For the simple fact is, there will be people like James Rhett who will run two heavies.
Yep.
There will not be a lot of double saber users.
So you reckon basically
crisscross. You'll either have one or the other or none.
Yes, but the clones list
of the saber.
The clones lists have the saber tank.
Yep, so they're a wash on the split.
AA5 or X-34 and Luke as a Luke delivery system for Rebels. So it's one even way.
Mm-hmm.
The Lat and Vader. And I know there's at least one NR99
the Lat
persuader.
Do you think we'll see more than one Lat?
I think we'll see three. I think somebody will try and do a double Lat list. There are 50 players.
Max would be three, but I'm going to say one.
I reckon there'll be none.
I reckon out of 50 players,
I think
someone.
Going back to the Force user. So, Jeremy, you reckon 50-50. Courtney's on a 40-60. 40,
just for the fact that.
I reckon it'll be 25-75. For every Force user, there'll be three heavies.
Yeah,
so you're including OP Luke, Vader. Like, you're including the fact
Force slot. Yeah. And Grievous. I'll count Grievous.
Lightsaber user.
Yeah, a lightsaber user.
Cool. So Sabine.
But including. No, not Sabine.
She has a lightsaber. You said a lightsaber user.
She's a darksaber.
She has a darksaber, which is a lightsaber. Count. Which
when the opposite Shadow of a Collective.
Well, when Shadow Collective come out, Maul model already has the lightsaber on the render. The darksaber specifically.
But it also includes Palp. So Force characters with Force slots and Grievous. Or things with the heavy order token. Because Kamino, my bunch of filthy casuals, wear five heavies for one Force user collectively.
What's the Force user?
Well, you'll have to see on Saturday.
Well, I think I already know because we've had this discussion, but yes.
Do you? I don't think we've had this discussion.
You pulled him out, he's in your box.
Oh, yeah. He did do that.
Unless there's a couple people that are crazy enough to run Seven Sabers.
I've been trying to talk some people to Seven Sabers. Seven Sabers is really good. And then it's really bad. And then it's really good. It's got some unbelievably good matchups and some unbelievably bad matchups.
Yeah.
In an anti-heavy list, it can swing either way, but.
Against a double heavy list, it's probably favored because it'll cut off all the thumbs.
Yeah, but only if it cuts off all the thumbs.
It will cut off all the thumbs.
If double heavy lift, you've got nothing that's countering those in melee.
If they play it like I play it, they'll put Maul in your deployment on the first deployment of the game and they'll be like, go deal with that. And you can't shoot Maul off the board the first turn because you'll have a dodge in the command phase. And then, unless you're a clone player, in which case if you're a clone player, you're not playing heavies. What heavy are you playing? Saber?
As ISP? A clone player?
Yeah.
There's the Saber. There's the Lat. There's
the Lat's not a real heavy. The Swamp Speeder is not a real heavy.
They're real heavies. They class as heavies.
Yeah, but they don't have the heavy token.
He did say the heavy token. I have to go and get the friggin' heavy tokens out of the box and show you.
They don't have the tonnage of like a classic heavy.
Okay. How many ATSTs do you reckon we'll see?
There will be at least four, if not more. I reckon there'll be at least two players. I think there'll be at least two players that run double, and then there might be a sprinkling of other ones.
No, I reckon there'll be
four, so I'm going to say five.
Yeah. So whilst you're saying two players, they're going to say double. I reckon there may be one double, but having run, and people probably will remember their own CanCons if they go, having run a ATST at CanCon, Saber mm-hmm. Bosk is fucking great. And cheaper now by like 25 points. ATST Bosk.
I'm like, yeah. Saber Bosk. That sounds.
I was going to say that. That's a weird thing to call Darth Vader Bosk.
You can rattle my Saber Bosk. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't think you run that list yet.
What? ATST Bosk?
No, Saber Bosk. Maybe when Mercenaries come out. I don't know.
So, what characters are being left on the shelf then? You've got Tabletop Admiral there.
Yeah.
Open it up. Start with the Empire. Let's go through the character list.
Palp. Okay. You reckon Palp's getting left behind?
I reckon. So, who's Palp on there first? Let's go down the list and we'll say yay or nay.
Vader.
Will Commander Vader,
be
on a list?
I reckon there'll be one. One in 50.
I reckon Commander Vader is better than Op Vader because it's more flexible in the list.
Yeah, but Op Vader is probably 7 wounds and speed 2. So I'm going to say 1.
Yeah, 1 to 2. I think there will be a Commander Vader.
Yeah. How? At least one.
What's next on the list?
Veers.
There will be a Veers.
Yeah, he's 75 points. Of course there's going to be a Veers.
Who's next?
Yeah, we probably should have gone factions first. But
we Palps are.
Anyway.
No. Palp. There will be a Palpatine. There'll be a Palpatine Vader.
So there's one in the Kamino group by the looks of that nod. That's
probably it. The Imperial officer, well, we already know there's at least one of them. Probably more. They're a little filler unit. So.
Yeah.
Krennic, 75 points.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to say no.
I want to say no. You don't think someone's going to go, I really like Death
Troopers. I'm going to go no.
I'm going to say there'll be at least one.
Because someone will run a Rogue One themed Imperial list.
That'll I'm going to go no. Minimum
that'll
well, somebody there. Will be angling for 4 Death Troopers.
Potentially.
We'd had the discussion about this. And whilst we forgot to do the episode, or we forgot to air that episode, my bad, where we talked about...
Lost episode.
It is a lost episode. There are a few of them. Where Mitch kicked my ass with Krennic 4 Death Troopers.
That was not a close game.
It was.
I watched that game.
It was good. Somewhat close for the first time.
Yeah, it was somewhat close.
Before I rolled offensive dice.
You rolled offensive dice in the first turn. Just not as many.
Yeah. Iron Versio.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll be there. She's too good.
There are a lot, aren't they? Other characters?
You forgot your characters in your list?
Oh, okay, yeah. Kallus. Yeah, I know of at least 2, because I know I'm taking one, and I know one of the Canberra guys is running one as well.
Oh, there is a Canberra player going.
Canberra player? Well, you there. Canberra player. Sign up to Oceanic League.
Ben Jordan, I'm pretty sure he is.
Oh, is he?
Said he was. I think he said he was.
Good. Anyway.
He's... Just moved there from Newcastle. So.
Oh, so he's pseudo.
Like Matt Ollett is now out from Queensland, has now moved to the New South Wales pods. It's great. We love him. Yeah. It's good to have him here. Yeah, he's a barrel of laughs. You love him. He's a
lot of fun. I think I met him because he was at the Gosford.
Yeah, he was. Because he's the one that sent me the photo of your army going, who the hell has spider droids?
No one in particular.
Moving on to operatives. Vader, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be some. Bosk, surely there'll be some Imperial players running him.
Bosk is still amazing. Bosk is like, if people sleeping on Bosk in an Imperial army and they're looking for an operative.
Also, run the one pip.
Don't run the fucking one
pip. Run the one pip.
Unless you're running Kallus, don't
it's
run
really
the fucking
good,
one
it's
pip.
Really good at the moment because people are running expensive force users.
And melee skews.
And Bosk loves melee. He loves melee against weak units because they can't kill him. So that Reptilian Rampage, Double Frenzy.
Moving on.
Feed the lizard.
Bobber.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. No. There'll be a double bounty. Smell it.
Someone will run Bobber because it's their favorite unit and they only run Bobber.
I will.
Boba Fett is my favorite unit, but every time I put Boba Fett on the table, he dies turn one.
So I will pay. There will be one Bobber Fett. One Bobber Fett. I'll pay that.
So you're saying yes. So we agree on most of those, except I said there was no... What did I pick, Krennic?
Yeah,
I reckon Krennic, there'll
which
be...
Which I was a weird one to pick. I need to now go change all my cards. I've changed like 5 things now. Rebels. Commander Skywalker.
No.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's taking Commander Skywalker.
No, there's too much cool things.
Yeah. Because you just can upgrade him to...
OP Luke.
OP Luke can be done with it.
Yeah.
Leia.
Yeah, yes. Yes, she's now cheap.
30 points.
She's now cheap. She's
still good.
She's now cheap. Yes.
Okay. At so least much of us.
You agreeing as well, Courtney? You see,
she's cheap. I don't think
Courtney's pressing X for doubt.
Yeah, I'm doubting that. I don't think there'll be any late.
So no. Actually. All right. So
I think once again, there's too much of a cool shit.
I think so. That, still so that, I think that's Courtney's be... first hill to die on. So I said no to Krennic. Courtney said no to Leia. You're gonna die on that hill.
I'll take.
I think there'll be one because somebody will try and run their version of the Falcon crew, which will be Han, Leia,
Luke, and Chewie.
Lando, Chewie.
You can't have all of them.
Oh, you can't. No. Yeah.
So maybe, and they'll run Chewie.
But
Chewie
just covert ops Lando.
You can't do that. You need to have him in the command spot first.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Han?
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. It's too good He's to so not good. Run now.
Han will be the most common rebel character.
Ooh. Disagree. I still think Cassian will.
That's a good point. Cassian is pretty good.
Cassian is too good to sleep
rebel
on.
Rebel officer, probably.
Oh, wow. Well, I feel like we're both wrong now.
No.
You reckon zero?
Zero. Zero rebel officer.
I reckon there'll still be at least one. In fact, if somebody runs the list that I sent them, there'll be at least one. Because
why don't you just play the game?
I play the game.
You're scared of losing again. Whatever jank I dream up next.
Doesn't want to lose too much.
This was your jank.
So I've got no Krennic, no rebel officer, and Courtney's got no Leia.
Yeah,
so
no Leia.
We've agreed on everything else.
Surprisingly. If this list gets run, it's not my jank. It's your jank that they're running.
They're going to run Fergo's Burr. Fergo's Burr is not a jank list. It's unbelievably dangerous. You should be terrified.
Moving on. Jyn Erso.
Yes.
No.
You reckon at least one person is
I terrible. Reckon at least... At 90 points with a free gun? Yeah. Yeah, I reckon at least one.
At bad at 90 points.
Or 95 if you give her the...
Five white dice.
Yeah. K2's gun.
Yeah.
Well, it says Jyn, that's 14. But yeah, it works exactly the same on Jyn.
So if you're running Cassian, and as you said, there'll be somebody who will probably try and run Krennic as the Rogue One crew.
Yeah, there'll be a Rogue
You can run
One.
The Rogue One rebel list
with
Jyn, Cassian, K2, and Pathfinders.
Yeah, there'll only be one.
You realize there's only 50 players.
Yeah.
And you're saying all these commanders, everyone's going to pick like one of everything. There's not going to be like someone picking... Like, there's not going to be a popular character that gets picked five times.
Oh, there will be. It will be.
But if that happens, you can't pick everything.
But as you said, there are 50 players and only four factions. And not everyone's running clones this time because of the heavy nerf.
Yeah, but there's a lot of characters.
There are a lot of characters. Cassian, and I'm going to include K2 in this while we're at it.
Don't include K2.
I think it'll be a yes for Cassian, and 2/3 of the Cassian players will run a K2.
So what, there'll be 3 Cassians and 2 K2s? Is that what you're saying?
That if that's how the math works, sure.
I think there'll
that's
be
the minimum you have to do to get a K2 into the event. So
I think there'll only be 2 Cassians.
Well, then there'll only be 1.75 K2s, which makes my math work.
Did you say 2/3? 2/3 of 2. 1 3/4.
Well, it doesn't matter because 2/3 of 2 will still be 2 because, you know, you can't put half minis on the table.
Yeah, but if you're rounding, it goes to 1.
I didn't say which way we were rounding. It would be rounding up, wouldn't it? Because you'd have to include whole minis. Wouldn't you?
But it's not a whole mini.
Okay, we don't need to have a math debate on that one.
I don't know why
Moving
you're trying
on to. Someone
to.
Who loves math, Lando.
Does Lando love math?
He loves math, so I'm going to say yes. And he likes money, which is sort of like basic math.
And he cheats at Sabacc.
Yeah, so he must know something. Maybe not.
The Canberra boys have him, whereas
yes
most
or
of
not.
Australian know.
I'm gonna
so I'm going to say...
Not. Because
look,
A, he's
I will
not
say
available in New South Wales.
He's not available anywhere except Canberra and WA. And outside of those areas, I think I've only heard of 4 people who own one. I've been asked if I could lend mine, and he's not painted, so no.
So you're saying no?
Yeah, I'm going to go no.
You're saying
zero.
No?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes. There'll be one.
Okay. Chewie.
Yes, move on.
Sabine.
Yeah.
Nah.
No?
No, I think that's just... We're running out of players to actually play all these damn lists.
Yes, I think there'll be a Sabine.
Welcome to the pigeonhole theory. So what do you reckon for Sabine?
I reckon there'll be at least one. Just one.
Jeremy reckons there'll be one of everything.
I reckon there'll be one Sabine and she won't have the Darksaber.
Yeah, because the Darksaber is like it's bad normally. It's so much worse in the current meta. Mm. The Darksaber is
immune pierce.
Huh?
Gaining immune pierce.
In close combat, she's already impervious outside of it.
Yeah, but
it's more gaining dauntless.
Dauntless.
Is and having a 5 black dice surge crit in close combat with pierce. Sorry. And impact.
Oh no. Wookiees.
Oh no. 5 dice as opposed to 3. For
yeah, it is actually an upgrade on her attack.
And black dice is best dice, right?
Black dice is best dice.
OP Luke, I think we're going to see a few of them.
At least 2.
Yep.
More.
Yep, they'll be there.
R2-D2 in the Rebels.
Yes. Yes, because as you said, X-34s are a thing, and so are AA-5s. So.
And Secret Mission.
So Rebels, what have we got so far? About. I said no to Krennic. No. And then what else have we got?
Rebel Officer.
I said no to the Rebel Officer.
I think that's about it.
You said no to Leia.
I said no to Leia. I think she'd just get left behind.
You said no to Leia and no to Lando, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Cool. So I've so far said there'll be at least one of everything.
You just die on that hill.
I will. I know where my money is on no's are going. And okay. They're not in those lists.
Separatist. Grievous.
Once. Yes. There'll be at least one.
Yeah, probably, because I'm sure there's a 7th Saber. As Mitch starts to look panicked. Dooku.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I think 7 Sabers is probably the only place we're going to see it.
Dooku's probably the best character in the game at the moment.
Double them all? You don't exception need 7 who? Sabers. You could play double them all.
Double them all. So yeah. There might be 2 Dookus then.
Actually, yeah, I know there'll be a Dooku.
The T series.
Yes, move on.
Yeah, it'll just be everywhere probably.
But like, not many.
No, I reckon
max 2.
I reckon you'll see more T series upgrades than you'll see T series.
Yeah, we're talking about the character slot.
I know. I'm just saying
that's a pretty safe bet, and we'll let you have it.
I bet that tomorrow will be Friday. Ha ha.
This episode airs on Saturday, so tomorrow would be Sunday.
Yeah, but I live in a realm of chaos. I can't be wrong, so, but I can't be right.
Sure. So the super tactical droid, generic.
Which one?
We'll start generic. With generic
it's yes, I reckon the generic will make an appearance.
No.
I think I'm going to agree with you, Mitch. I don't think it will.
Oh, he found his first hill.
That's fine. I'll die on that hill.
Because most of the time, CIS aren't.
So we've already had a discussion on this today. So, as you said, there are only certain instances where, is it Kraken?
Kraken should not be run, and those people then run Kalani.
Yeah, this is where I'm going with this.
Because they go strategize 2 and direct. They're both, they like look really good.
So, CIS aren't scrimping for points. They're still not scrimping for points.
I've seen this where they are.
As a whole, as a faction, they're not. They're still getting to the end and going, oh, I can throw a body in here. I can do this. Like, no. If you're trying to save the 5 points to downgrade it, you better have some really good reason why you're not taking Kraken or Kralani. And I think that's the only reason. If they were not unique, you'd see a lot more of them.
Hot take, I reckon the normal one is better than Kralani.
Yes.
Okay.
Strategize 1 and direct 1? Yeah.
Override with direct.
Yeah.
The strategizer is not that important.
Yeah. But I think that's the only reason he gets pushed out by the other two at the moment, because they just do something more.
I reckon you'll see one. I reckon you'll see one because somebody won't want to hedge their bets in either way, specifically because Kalani and Kraken play in a specific field. And as you both said, we're going to have Force users and we're going to have T-Series. So they're not going to hedge their bets. It's going to be the safe commander choice, much like any other generic officer. Moving on. I'll die on that hill and I'm happy
Kraken.
To.
Yes, we know we're going to see a Kraken.
Yeah.
Hello there.
How many?
2.
More than 1.
5.
You reckon that many?
I reckon
10% of the field are going to be running Kraken.
I reckon 2.
I reckon
actually, I'll take it back and I'll say 4. 4 specific. Not 5. Because we know of at least 1. I think I know of a second 1. And I could hedge my bets that if I know of 2, I can double that number and be safe.
Cool. So what you're saying is that almost half the field are going to be playing Separatists.
Oh, yeah. I also think that I reckon over half the field is going to be playing Separatists.
And out of that, half of them are going to be playing Kraken.
No, I think there's going to be more than 25 players playing Separatists. And I think a lot of them are going to be running Kraken.
Okay.
So he's saying that...
Yeah. Well, I know of, you've just said two. So, yeah, it's probably going to be in and around there. Three, four.
We'll get to faction breakdown after we finish this commander thing that I've made up.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Kalani.
Yes.
No. I reckon you'll see the generic before you see a Kalani. Partially because...
No, it's not before. It's yes or no.
Again.
He thinks the odds are better of seeing a
generic
rather than Kalani.
Yes.
I mean, you can say yes to both or no to both. That's okay.
That's not fun, though.
Who's going to have the hill? Give Jeremy another one. All right.
Someone,
Kalani's in my basket.
Someone.
Wait, no. You said one. So yeah. It's on yours.
Again, that's fine. I'm fine with that hill.
I can't believe he said no to a character.
Well, we're about to go to one operative that I think we'll all agree. Cad Bane?
No.
Yes, there will be a Cad Bane. Give me that. Give it to me.
Okay, you can have that one.
Okay.
There'll be a relatively new player that's like, I like Cad Bane from the show.
I want to play Cad Bane. Yeah, that's where a lot of these are going. And Maul, I think we can safely say there'll be a few of those flowing around.
At least, I'm going to say at least three.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
You know, one in seven sabers, one in double the Maul, and one because Maul is fucking awesome.
Yeah, he pairs with a lot of things. So.
And then doesn't need to pair with everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Although Dooku is just better Maul in the current meta. I actually don't want to be taking Maul in the current meta. Maul likes bullying stuff.
It's not a lot to bully at the moment.
Like Sabine. But like there's too many bullies in the meta. So they don't want to be in it. That's why you get Dooku. Dooku loves things that love to bully people.
So does Yoda.
He's an anti-bully.
Yoda is just a more expensive Han Solo.
Who's better in every way.
That's why he's more expensive.
So yeah. Moving on to Yoda's faction. because, let's face it, it's probably going to be most. How about everyone else? And we'll leave Yoda to last. Obi-Wan.
You go first this time.
Obi-Wan? Yeah, I fucking reckon you'll see at least one Obi-Wan. He is too good not to leave. He's too good to leave at home. You'll see at least one.
Yeah, I'll agree with at least one. But
I'm not dying
from it.
Give me that hill.
From a different point of view, I reckon there'll be a newer player that only has it.
They will run Anakin or Yoda. They will not run Obi.
Why? Obi is so much better than Anakin. I mean, marginally samey for Yoda, depending on how you want to run your lists.
It's been ages since I've seen an Obi-Wan. I've seen so many Anakins.
There's one right... Oh, no.
Yeah,
Anakin is out right now. Played. Wow, I'm disgusted.
Being played.
Okay. I think we'll see one. I'm with Jeremy, I think we'll see one, but it'll be for different reasons. It'll be because it's a newer player that likes playing Obi-Wan.
I reckon you'll see one purely because people will still be running what they tried to run over a year ago, which is the Obi Ball.
Yeah, potentially.
Which works really well. Even in the current meta.
Who's up next?
Rex. Clone Captain Rex.
Yes.
Yes, but begrudgingly.
Yeah, I've got lists that still running. So
there'll be probably a surprising amount. There'll be like two or three for some reason.
He did go a considerable
I think it's
way.
For the same reason that I just mentioned, that people will still be trying to run what they ran a year ago.
Yeah, potentially.
They'll just want to run the shit that they've got painted.
Also, yes. Anakin.
Yes.
Definitely.
You'll see at least two. One person will try and be running Anakin with Yoda. Because they don't like Padme's exemplar.
I would like to see that list. That sounds fun. The Clone Commander. Do I even need to? It's going to be a yes.
Yeah.
Probably in multiples. It won't be every clone list, I reckon.
Yes in 75% of clone lists.
Yeah, Clone Commander will have the highest pick rate in a faction. So, like,
just too good.
Of clone players, like, most will pick it.
Okay. Wookiee Chieftain?
No. I would love to say yes, but I can die on that hill. Wookiee Chieftain is very good, but he's very untested. And he also has a few major holes, like the fact that in that faction, he is the only white dice character as a commander. And his cards work.
And Chewy, but yeah, get what you're saying.
I'm going to go no on availability. I don't think enough people have him.
Well, everybody that has a box of Wookiees has him.
Yeah, and I'm going to go no.
You don't.
Okay.
I don't really know.
No, that's not an answer, Courtney.
Come no. on. Are you a yesing or a knowing?
You can enjoy it. Someone is going to run it because they're going to be the one testing it. They're going to use CanCon as a test.
There's Courtney's hill.
There we go.
There'll be one person trying. Chewbacca. Commander Chewbacca.
No.
Yes.
Same reasons. Yes.
I'll die on that hill.
No. There'll be a Yoda Chewbacca.
Because someone will want to play it.
Okay, yeah. You've convinced me that that might actually be a thing. However, that also leads me back to the chieftain moment there. There'll be a Yoda Chewbacca. There won't be any chieftains because they'll be trying to get Chewbacca to work with Yoda.
So are you converting to a yes?
I'll flip mine that one to a yes. Oh,
boo.
Watch us all be wrong.
Yoda.
Yes.
Lots.
I reckon one, there'll be three.
Exactly.
Less than Clone Commander.
Less than Clone Commander.
If you get one Yoda, even if you get zero Yodas, that makes perfect sense. That's not really hedging a bet there. Put a number down. Out of 50 players, how many Yodas do you reckon you'll see?
Three.
Yeah.
Five.
Ooh. Okay. You reckon Yoda will be run as much as... okay. The super attack.
That's Kraken.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's the new hotness?
You'll have like two or three Yoda Saber Padmes.
And then...
just other Yoda lists.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. Because Yoda is actually that good. Much like OP Luke for the better part of 2 years, he is carrying the clone faction on his back for 200 points.
R2?
Yes. At least
two in the sabers?
Yeah.
And I guess that leads straight into Padme?
Probably
3 to 4?
Yeah, well, Padme you could run Padme.
There'll be more Padmes than Yodas.
Yeah. You can run Padme in a clone commander Padme list.
She fits everywhere.
Yeah, she's...
clones.
Yeah.
You could almost say... I won't say there'll be one in every Republic list, but I wouldn't surprise me
90%.
If there's only... Yeah, I was going to say 80, 90% of them will have a Padme.
There'll be one or two lists that will just not because they couldn't fit it in.
Or they don't want to.
Okay. So what did we get? If we go back to the top, I said no to Krennic.
Yeah.
And then Rebels, I said no to the Officer.
Yep, I said no to Leia.
Something else in there. You said no to Lando?
Yeah, but that was partially availability more than anything.
We should write these down.
Mm.
You can write them down after the once you listen to the recording.
Yeah, I hate you.
Make me do two things at once.
All right, last thing I think that's interesting then is faction breakdown. Who will be underrepresented?
Clones. Hang on. Empire, I take it back.
So 12 or less.
I take it back. I reckon you will see out of 50 players, if all 50 turned up, I reckon you'll have 22 players playing droids.
Okay.
It won't be half.
So like 40%.
It's closer to half than anybody else, but it won't be half. I reckon you'll get, so it's 22 out of there, so it leaves me at 28. So I'm going to say 16 players will play clones.
Okay, you've got 12 left.
Shit, I do too. I take that back then. So it'll be 22 and it'll be 8 players will play Empire.
Okay, probably do it out of 100. That way it's easier to add up.
No, so it's out of 50, right? So
okay.
It's 22.
22.
For droids.
Okay.
8 for Empire.
Okay, that leaves you with 20.
Yeah, and then 10 even split for Rebels and Clones.
So you think Empire will be the lowest?
Yes. Because they've spent 2 years being kicked. And out of the gate, their improvements, whilst good from their last update, it's still bland. They're still doing the same things. They do it for a little bit cheaper, so you can get a bit more in, but... I haven't really seen any show-stopping lists that
match up well against absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Or enough to make it.
Or enough to make it count. Like, for example, the other day we were talking about, on our local Oceanic League chat, we were talking about how E-Stims have dropped back down to 8 points, but SAB strike teams have not become a meta thing again. It's just, you know, and that was, they were Imperial SAB strike teams were one of the big champions of that.
Mm.
you know, one of the tricks that they had is not really being utilized. One of the outside of the box thinking tricks, because people have forgotten how to use them. So I think that you're going to see less Imperial players because it's very samey and there's not very many, I'm not going to use the word alpha strike, but there's not very many big play that if it goes off you win lists.
Yeah, you always leave your opponent with a chance to get back in the game.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. I see where you're coming from. Like I think you're right on Empire. I think they'll be under 12. What that number is, maybe 10. There's at least two that I know of. So that leaves, what, 40 for the rest? I think you're probably right. They're probably about 20-ish separatists.
I can safely say of at least six or seven out of the Oceanic chat that are all going down that are droids. Yeah. So I can hedge my bet and go, I know of more droid players going.
Than anything else.
I reckon there'll be more than 50% droids.
Really? How many Kamino players? On a percentage.
On a percentage.
Are droids.
There's two Kamino droids.
Out of?
The four of us.
So that's 50%. So you reckon that number is not mirrored everywhere else?
I think it's even more. Because at Gosford, over half were droids.
Now, at Gosford, how many of them were running spider droids? Give or take.
One.
Okay.
Just you. We know that a few more spider droids around. I know
at least one more player that has trip spider droid list. If he takes it or if he continues to troll everybody, who's to say? But I know that his intent was to take it. He managed to get it entirely painted. And his entire army has the armor keyword on everything, which is an interesting combination.
I feel fantastic about that mirror then.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're also, are you at 11 acts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're also up an act on it.
Yeah, I would have to be.
I think he's at 10.
My list is reasonably skinny.
His is very much not. To the point where he was also taking recon.
What does he have? Droids. An AAT in there as well to have full armor.
Yeah, AAT and R99 3
spiders.
And then I feel fantastic about that matchup.
Five T series.
I wonder why.
B2s.
There's no way that all fits.
Sorry, not T series. Five recon, Viper recon B2 units.
With ACMs.
Surely they don't have heavies then.
Three heavies.
Not all of them. Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was more the, hey, you can not give aims, but give aims to everything that you need to give aims to. Oh, you don't have to give aims to your spider droid because your B2s have gone, that thing.
Shoot it.
Yeah. With the aim built in for you.
Yeah, I feel really good about that matchup. The auto control would be terrible.
You'd think that. It would be.
No, you'd know that. There's no good command cards. And you have no coordinate. You've got no direct. You've got no uplinks.
Yeah, it's true. Uplinks, I think he has a couple.
Surely that doesn't all fit.
Don't know.
Segue to me clicking buttons.
So yeah, back on me. Yeah, I think you're right. Droids will be up there at around the 50% mark.
You reckon above 50 like me, or you reckon below 50?
I reckon at 50.
I'm gonna just
at 50.
On the knife.
Yeah, probably less than 8 Imperial.
I think 8 to 10 isn't even.
Pretty evenly between Republic and Rebel. Might be one or two each way just because of individual preference more than anything. Hmm. Insert drop here as everyone writes except me going, I don't care. I don't care how many heavies the B2s end up with. Because that's really what you're quibbling over.
Yeah.
No, you'd like that matchup even better. I think he's only running 3 B2s.
Yeah, I think you can only really get to 8 acts with upgrades, or you can go to 9 with not a lot. Okay, well, I think once we're all clicking buttons through lists for an event that we just need to turn up to, with the exception of Jeremy over here.
Hey, whoa.
You're not turning up.
No, but...
You're too busy with lipstick and pigs.
And kids.
Dude, that was coming back.
Well. There's nothing else on the run sheet, is there?
No.
I'm glossing over?
No.
Awesome.
So what do you reckon the number breakdown will be?
For what?
Oh, you're like, I reckon more than half will play.
Oh, sure. Let's go 26 droids, and then what does that leave us with? 24, 10 of the Imperial, and 7 of the others.
Really? You think Imperial are going to be more represented than...
Everyone will be like, cool, Vader. Give me Vader. Puts Vader on table.
Even though OP Luke is better and more people run OP Luke than they
no,
run Vader.
No, OP Luke is not as good as either Vader. Less flexible, less powerful.
I still have a raised eyebrows.
But that's a topic for another time.
Yes.
It is. It is. Probably the time after we do the next episode, which will be, you know, post CanCon, where we discuss how wrong Mitch was and how it got his ass kicked. Even though I'm betting that he wins.
Jeez.
With the strike rate that he's got.
There's a lot of good players there.
It will be based on a lot of fun.
Based on a dodgy ELO scale, yeah, sure, there's a lot of great players.
You know Jeremy would pick himself to win if he was going?
Yeah,
no, I 100%. Wouldn't. I didn't even pick myself to go to win the last CanCon. I did pick myself to go top four, and I managed that. And on that note, good luck next week, gentlemen.
Thanks, my dice will need them.
No, you see, I'm putting bad luck on your dice. You don't say good luck before a battle, man. You say good hunting. You should know
Here
that.
We go. Someone's decided to finish watching The Expanse.
Hey! Yeah, I did that the other day too. But it's also very true. You don't say good luck before a fight.
That requires it to be a fight. I'll just roll over and die, thank you very much.
That might require luck.
Or some real bad alcohol and some real bad food poisoning the night before.
Might happen.
Don't jinx it like that.
Please don't jinx it.
There will be alcohol. It won't be bad alcohol though.
Fair enough. So if you want to find us, we are on the Facebooks. We are Legion. Come talk to us.
Yeah, come. Please.
We'll start posting more stuff. CanCon photos, for sure.
Yeah,
photos of my game will probably happen. I don't know about Mitch.
Mitch, you need to put photos of your game. What you said was, I need to take more photos at the start of this episode as one of your goals.
One photo, yeah. Done.
At least one photo.
Let me send a photo of Courtney.
Oh, I'm doing what we should be doing, which is posting that we're recording things.
Mm-hmm. We have a Teespring shop. It's teespring.com/wearelegion. We have shirts. I need to make one for you at some point. If you have ideas for shirts, send them to me. I will try and make it happen. Don't know what that looks like, but I will try.
And that's all we can really ask for.
Yeah.
I guess we're on Discord as well.
Mm.
I'm at Mediocre Mitch.
I'm at WeAreLegion_EngineeringCaptainCourtney still. Probably leave it like that. I'm mostly hanging out in the Cherokee Open chat at the moment. Obvious reasons. So ping me there and I will definitely see it. Anywhere else, may not get to it.
It's all right, I just smoke signal him and he normally responds.
Yeah, ping me if you see me. I usually get DMs as well.
I'm still on the Discord as We Are Legion S.O. Cooper. Not sure
if I'll
change it.
There's not enough underscores in that. I had to type that out in the player pack. There's like 5 underscores there.
Don't use them. Yeah, mine's all cramped together. But
yeah, no. We_R_Legion_S_O underscore Cooper.
The real kicker is one of those underscores is literally the word underscore.
I'll let you determine which one that is. I mostly hang out in the Bush Pigs Team League chat at the moment. And the Star Wars Legion page, because, you know, surprisingly, I am supposed to talk about the fact that Australia has many, many Yavin-based team leagues, teams, and I have not watched a single game this year. I feel very bad. Have you watched a game of Yavin Base?
No, I don't. I can't watch.
There you go.
I'm blind.
Have you? he's a real good lawyer.
I haven't watched any yet, but I might try and see when streams are happening this coming week, seeing as I'm getting to work from home. So you might see me hanging out there as the engineering captain on Twitch.
Maybe.
Find me in...
Maybe.
Find me in a Legion stream. Maybe.
Yeah. For all those participating in the Oceanic League that are not going to CanCon because the kickoff time, doesn't that start around the same time?
What?
What do you mean?
No, doesn't Oceanic start at the same time as...
As CanCon?
Yeah.
No, Oceanic start... The sign-up for Oceanic ends at the end of January. However, events occurring in January will count towards qualification.
Cool. That's not the pod stage, that's the additional side.
Yeah, that's the additional
pod side. Starts in February.
Yes. So for all of those gearing up and getting to events, because there's at least one more event somewhere, right? There has to be.
In January?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware.
Not in New South Wales.
I'm sure there are.
Well, then I'm not aware of it.
Yeah, that's why you're not aware of it, Mr. New South Wales man. But yes, for those playing games and getting ready for Oceanic League, thank you. We appreciate your support.
And tell your friends to sign up.
And tell your friends to sign up because, you know, the bigger the event, the more likely that we're going to throw prize support at it.
I'll throw dice.
Literally, he's got the shiny red dice. Yeah. He doesn't want them anymore. He'll throw them at you. He'll
probably throw them at me on a Friday night at Hall of Heroes in Campbelltown.
Run a list that doesn't have red dice.
Yes. Or a list that only has red dice. That's real challenge. But, you were there last Friday. I'm going to be there most Fridays when there's not a big event on that weekend.
And next episode we will air because obviously we do run the Hall of Heroes monthly events in conjunction with them. We will provide you with the first 6 months' worth of dates.
Get up to May at least.
We will have the first 6 months.
There's the LOL qualifiers.
Yeah. But until next time.
Norellen as well. Coming up in March.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Game Center in Norellen.
And I said you were going to do all of the housekeeping stuff this time, Mitch.
Just check the events list in the player pack. That's why I made it.
The player pack for the event that you want more people to sign up to?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
It's even got the Facebook link in it.
Perfect.
Cool. So until next time, I'm your host, Jeremy.
Here with Courtney.
And Mitch.
Sounds so much easier to do that sign off.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Great. Enjoy, guys. Good hunting at CanCon. Mitch, come first. I have a bet on you.
Do you? What are you betting?
I'm not telling you.
Who are you betting against?
I'm also not telling you that.
All other 49 players.
Oh. Well, if you want to see a turn one concede.
That's how you get it.
That's how I beat Mitch. I just bet him that I will bet on him so that he throws a game. No, that's collusion.
Yeah. But you're not there, so you can't get the hard warning. So
yeah.
I don't know how that works.
He'd still get the hard warning.
Would he though? Can you collude with someone that's not there?
I can if the other person is there.
The third person.
The third bettee.
Okay. So now it's match fixing, which is a whole different thing. Then leads to fraud charge. Yeah, okay. We're going down a rabbit hole that's bad here.
It can't lead to fraud charges.
Yeah, it can.
And when we start comparing ourselves to Lando's conduct, it really is time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
We've already wrapped it up. This is always for the ending stuff, right?
Like, oh, you didn't say goodbye and something about rolling crits or something.
That's a really good point. You did miss that.
I did. Until next time, may all your rolls be crits.
Unless you're playing me. Hits are fine. I don't have full armor.
just crit him into oblivion. Or be critted into oblivion. I don't mind either way.
If you like this podcast, please follow our Facebook page by searching We Are Legion Podcast and subscribe to the show via your favorite podcast platform.